All praise, the best of praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the sustainer of the universe. And peace and blessing be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I seek refuge from the sin of the thought and the sin of the tongue. I started last Friday talking about a series of khutbas regarding the issue of happiness. And I spoke of one of the ingredients of this recipe of happiness last Jum'ah. In this Jum'ah, we're talking about another aspect of how to pursue happiness. The virtue that we're talking about today is gratitude. I talked about tawakkul, reliance of God on God Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, last Jum'ah. In this Jum'ah, we'll talk about gratitude. Gratitude, shukr, is one of the most important aspects of the happiness of the person in this life and life to come. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connected gratitude or being aware of Him, being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the greater gratitude a person can have is when he or she become aware of the bounties and the favors of Allah upon them. And that's why when a person in that state of gratitude, he or she that is in a state of dhikr, remembrance of Allah. And Allah says in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Be mindful of me, remember me, I will remember you, and be grateful to me. وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And therefore the dhikr being mentioned first, and then shukr mentioned after. But shukr, gratitude, is a result of being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, وَيَتَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ فَإِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah says in the Quran that your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you become grateful, have gratitude, been thankful to me, Allah said, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ I will increase my bounty upon you. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ If you become ungrateful, فَإِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ My punishment is severe. Let us talk about the first two things that I mentioned, which is the dhikr and being thankful that Allah will increase ziyada. Allah will give us more. The best example you can have in how gratitude been applied in life is the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have supplication and dua for every movement and every move that he makes. He has dua when he get up in the morning, dua when finishes wudu, dua when he drink water, dua when he enter his home, dua when he leaves his home, dua when he enter the market, dua when he go to sleep, every aspect of his life, dua going to the restrooms, dua leaving the restroom. You ask yourself why? Why there's so many du'as, supplication and prayer Prophet ﷺ made in every aspect of his life? The interpretation of that is this ayah, that he lived this verse. أَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ أَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ In every move we make in our life, it is not possible without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how much fluent we become, how much prestige you might have, how much money you might have, anything that Allah give us, everything we have in this life, because Allah made it possible. اذكروني اذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفروا. And therefore, one of the advice I'm going to give myself and I give it to you today, I would like you and I to learn the supplication. The supplication of leaving the home, supplication of coming back to home, supplication going to bed, supplication waking up in the morning. Why is that? It makes our life meaningful. Make us alert of of Allah present. That's what Rasulullah was. Everything of his life was dhikr. And also he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lived another verse. He lived all the Quran, but I'm talking about gratitude. Allah says, تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. كأنه قال الذكر هو الشكر والشكر هو الذكر. If you do ذكر, you have done شكر, you have done شكر, you have done ذكر. لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. Because each one will take care of the other. Allah says, all glory be to Allah, the who created this vast, beautiful universe. تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا, this beautiful universe. وجعل فيها سراجا, the sun. وقمرا منيرا, the moon. وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار. He made the rotation of the day and the night. خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر. He said, I created the world, I created the universe so that people can become grateful or become mindful of me. Everything in the universe is to remind a person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only he made dhikr in his every movement he made, but he made dhikr in everything he has seen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything in the world remind him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person have that kind of attitude, life become more meaningful. A person can live their life and become enjoying it and seeing it and connecting the dots of it. For sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will see the moon that I just mentioned in this ayah of the Surah Al-Furqan. جَعْلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا. The Qamar Munir. When he see the moon at night, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he talked to the moon. He said to the moon, Rabbi wa Rabbuka Allah. My Lord and your Lord is Allah. When he see the crescent, the hilal, he said, Oh Allah, hillu alayna bil amni wal aman wa salamati wal islam. Oh Allah, bring this crescent and this new moon, the sign of security, prosperity, iman intact, because the moon is the sign of a month. What does he do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he rises in the morning? Say, Oh Allah, I ask you the best of this day. I seek protection from any evil may come this day, Allah. Because the rising of the sun is the beginning of the day. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma hadha idbaru laylik, uqbalu naharik, waswatu du'atik. Oh Allah, the night has gone, the morning has begun, and the voice of the supplicant have been raised. Oh Allah, forgive me. And he does that as the sun set. Oh Allah, this is the end of the day and the beginning of the night, and this voice of the supplicant. That's how a Muslim sees life. Everything of it is reminding him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see a dead animal reminding him of Allah. We see a tree reminding him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in the world reminds Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah says, خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. The world is a place of dhikr, the place of shukr, gratitude. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran connect the sustenance that he provides for us, food, with the issue of shukr. He says, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, part of the shukr is you and I seek halal sustenance, halal provision. If a person seek haram, is not a shakir, is not a person of gratitude. Therefore, part of the happiness of the world, a person, he or she seek the halal al-tayyib that was pure and halal. But Allah says, and thank Allah for his ni'mah, ni'mat Allah. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun, if you really worship in Allah, not the money. If you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we seek halal tayyib, and then we become grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every aspect of the rizq he gave us. And my brothers and sisters, the most important aspect of shukr is our senses. The senses Allah gave us. The eyes, the hearing, the tongue, the mind, the heart. Allah says in the Quran, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah is He who gave you the sam'a, the faculty of hearing, والأبصار, sight, والأفئدة, place of conscience. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. I would like you to look at this carefully. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ, Allah says. Very little time that you become grateful to me. Because you and I, my brothers and sisters, we take things for granted. And one of the means of happiness is to become aware of Allah ni'am. Because you and I complain about a lot of things. I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have this, I don't have that. Allah says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. I give you two eyes, I give you a tongue, I give you a brain, I give you a heart, I give you legs, and you tell me I don't give you enough? I give you oxygen, I give you water to drink, you tell me you don't give you enough? I give you Iman, I give you Islam, you tell me you didn't give enough? No? You complain about me? I say, are you complaining that I have not been good to you? Subhanallah. When ta'uddu ni'mat Allah la tuhsuha. Allah says, if you won't count my favor upon you, you will not be able to do so. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. A person become unfair, unjust, ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For my brothers and sisters, the question is this. What are the issues that become between us and gratitude? One is ghafla, not being mindful of the ni'am. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran of his ni'am, so we become alert. And he said, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Do you see the water that you drink? Allah said, don't take it for granted. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ. Are you the one human being brought this water from the heaven, from the sky, or from the ground? رَأَيْتُمْ مِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. If I take this water from you, human being, what are you going to do with the money you have and the prestige and the army and everything you have? What are you going to do if you take the water out? You would die. Simple things, water. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Allah says, have I brought this water down or you did? لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا. I will have brought this water for you, cannot be able to swallow it, Allah says. He said, why are you not being grateful to me? Why are you complaining about other things? The sip of the water you have, I allowed the water to be here, and I made it sweet, and I made your tongue to enjoy it, and I made you be able to swallow it. Allah says so. Simple as that, brothers and sisters. If you and I leave this Jum'ah today, and the next sip of water we say, Subhanallah, I can feel the water. I can feel it. I want to thank Allah for it. You know, you become very happy with the sip of water. Only the sip of water. many people around the world, they have problem with water. We're just talking to the president, visit us to the president of Somalia, where we need to have wells in places where there's drought, or west of Sudan, or places where the people need water. Don't take it for granted, my brothers and sisters. We should not take it for granted. And therefore, we use our senses to enjoy what Allah has provided, but also become aware of it. Read Surah Al-Rahman, where Allah Almighty, every time He mentioned a favor, He asks humanity loud and clear, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which favor of your Lord would you deny? Allah says. Which favor of your Lord would you deny? That is a test for you and I after we leave this Jum'ah. How we become aware of the gratitude, have the gratitude of the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَدَيْنَهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Human beings are divided into two, either grateful or ungrateful. And you and I, if we would like to earn the title of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to ask ourselves, what is the manifestation of this gratitude? Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, gratitude of the eyes and the ears, not to use them in haram. Don't to look to anything haram. Not to hear ghiba, namima, backbiting. Don't listen to that. A person uses this for a wrong thing, that means he's not being grateful. The eyes, not being grateful. If you walk to the wrong place, it's not being grateful for that. If you think, you know, about how to commit sin and plan sins, you're not being grateful for this mind. If the heart starts loving what Allah doesn't like, a person not being grateful to the fu'ad, the feeling. Allah created the heart to love Him, not to love what Allah dislike. That's what it is. And that's why I'm going to offer a few advice to myself and you before we leave the Jum'ah, the practical aspect of this. Because my brothers and sisters, as I said last Jum'ah, there's many people today, they seek those self-improvement books that deal with the happiness. You go and buy them from all those bookstores, which is, they have a lot of wisdom, human wisdom, but Allah's book, the Quran, the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had the wisdom. For if you and I begin with that, and we determine to live our life according to what Allah says and to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will see a lot of changing of our attitude. We become more content, more satisfied with life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that understanding of the teaching of the Quran and following of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم النبي الأمي الأمين وبعد. ابن عطاء said, من لم يشكر النعم فقد تعرض لزوالها ومن شكرها فقد قيدها بعقالها. Whoever become grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what Allah has given them, that a person have really kept the ni'mah inshallah. And whoever is not, then a person have taken the risk to losing what Allah has given them. I would like to advise myself and you the following. First, that we as individual or as family become aware of the favors of Allah upon us by thanking Allah for simple things that we take it for granted. For example, if you have not eaten lunch, when a person say Bismillah walhamdulillah, a person have to be mindful of it. Because my brothers and sisters, at this moment, there are some people laying down in bed in the hospital. They cannot eat. It's karate or not. It's true. Am I correct? You and I have the chance to eat. If you sleep tonight, yes, many people cannot sleep tonight. If you get up in the morning, that many people have not make it to next day. Last night, that some people have died somewhere. They didn't see this day. Happiness about enjoying what we have rather than we thinking about what we don't have. Other than if you do that, the train will, the life will pass like a fast train before our eyes. Before we know it, we are gone from this life. We have to enjoy what we have. Therefore, the second thing is that none of us should take their family for granted. If you are a husband, if you are a wife, if you are a parent, if you are a child, sitting in this room today, please, we should not take our family for granted. Rasulullah said, لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس. No one become grateful to Allah unless he or she become grateful to people. Don't, please do not take that for granted, because really, that's what it is. That sometimes we don't realize the closest people to us, that whom you have to love the most, is the people that will neglect the most. The third, when we become grateful to Allah for what He has given us, jealousy will go away from our heart. We'll not become jealous and envious to people. I want the good things to go from him, so I become happy. No, why? I should enjoy what I have and make dua for that person. Whenever you see a person, whenever you see a person has bounties of Allah, favor of Allah, we're talking material world, make dua for them. Say, oh Allah, give them more and give me. But we don't wish ill for them. And that cleaning of the heart from envy and jealousy will prevent grudge and hatred. And if we prevent envy and hatred and grudge, we'll have a happy heart. A happy heart that is sleep every night clean, that wish the best for all people, for all humanity. As Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. No one become a true believer unless he or she love for the others or love for themselves. Imam al-Nawawi said this, أخوة في البشر, all humanity. It's not necessary just you follow Muslim. You love for the fellow human being what you love for yourself. That is happiness. And that, by the way, study shows, and this is my last point, that one of the means of happiness is to do something nice to somebody else. Seriously. If you want to live a fulfilling life, find ways and means to do khidmah, they call it. This is the Urdu word also. Arabic word. Khidmah. Serving others. By serving others, we become satisfied. Subhanallah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm hungry. Actually, he didn't say like that. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu was so hungry, we say like extreme hunger. He wanted to eat something, but he was shy to ask people directly, give me food. Therefore, he asked Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu of the explanation of an ayah in the Quran, and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu gave him the explanation and went. He didn't give, he said, go with me home. He didn't realize that he's hungry. He asked Umar radiallahu anhu, you ask Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He didn't give him that. He didn't say, go home with me. But Rasulullah looked at him, he saw the hunger in his face. Before he asked Rasulullah any question, he said, come with me. Abu Hurairah, ilhaq bi. Come. He come, go home. He's so hungry, he wants something to eat. Rasulullah asked his wife, what do you have? You have food at home? There's no biryani, no molokhiya, no kisra, no maglouba, but there was milk. She said, there's a pot of milk. Somebody just gave it to us. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Abu Huraira, Abu Huraira, go and call people of Suffa. You know people of Suffa? The poorest people of Medina. Go and call all of them. Abu Huraira said, listen, I'm so hungry. And the Rasulullah asked me to go and get other people. What this pot of milk gonna do? Like he think like, what's gonna? He go and brought all of them, said, come on. There's something for you. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, Al Rasulullah ordered him to serve them. The man is hungry. He has the milk in his hand. He said, serve them. Abu Huraira, serve the people. Abu Huraira said, give to the first person. How much milk left on this? The guy, the first Sahabi, drank. And he gave it to Abu Huraira. Radiallahu anhu. Abu Huraira look at it. The milk is still there. The second person, third person. And then all of them drank. And by the way, there's another discussion. I'm not going to get out of the khutbah. But really, the immune system being developed of how people get used to live their life. The next person. Until all of them drank them from the pot. Now they turn to Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah said, Abu Huraira, drink. Abu Huraira said, I looked at the milk and nothing, as if nothing, no one has drank it. It's still subhanallah. Remember last Jum'ah I said what? Rizqi la ya'khudhu ghayri. My sustenance, no one can take it. وَلِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. He being grateful to Allah, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, give it to people, Allah put barakah. He drank, he put it down. Rasulullah said, drink more. He drank, put it down. He said, drink more. Then they said, Ya Rasulullah, لا أجد له مكانا. I'm full, there's no space for this milk. I'm full. That's it, I can't do it anymore. Then Rasulullah then took the rest of Rasulullah and drank the rest of the milk. My brothers and sisters, serving others also bring happiness. Rasulullah teaching Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, even if you are in need, try to provide to others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us be aware of his ni'am and share his ni'am so we live a happy life and enjoy this life and life to come. Allahumma adina fi man hadayt, aafina fi man afayt, tawallana fi man tawallayt, akfina sharra ma qadayt, innaka taqdi bil haqq wa la yuqda alayk. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا بيننا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار اللهم نقي قلوبنا الغل والحسد والمن والرياء وأملأ بحبك وحب رسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ردنا إليك ردا جميلا اللهم اصلح فساد قلوبنا اللهم اصلح فساد قلوبنا اللهم توفنا وأنت راض عنا اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم الأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشفهم شفاء عاجلا من عندك يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك مصاحبة نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الجنة واسقنا من يده الشريف شربة الله نظم وبعدها أبدا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وأقيم الصلاة إن صلاتنا على الفحشاء والمنكر وذكر الله والله ما تصنعون.